You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Dr. Amanda Kalvsig from the University of Otago has just released a paper proposing a change to the COVID alert system in New Zealand. The paper argues that the current system, with five tiers ranging from level 0 to 4, is insufficient and two more tiers should be added. Professor Michael Baker has been calling for a change to the alert system for a while, as well as changing how we deal with masks and contact tracing. Professor Baker has been a significant scientific advisor for the government, informing a huge amount of their decisions over the past year, so there's a decent chance they might listen to him on this too. We discuss the difference between the current system and proposed system, whether the new system could potentially reduce clarity of communication, and what his role as a scientific advisor entails. I started by asking why we need a new system.
Firstly, we've learned a lot more about the virus and how it's transmitted, not just by droplets, but also by aerosols indoors, by fleeting contact. And that means that things like masks are absolutely vital if you want to get people safely back to work and school and into social environments, and you're still worried about the slight risk of circulating virus. So that's one thing that we've learned. The second big change with this is that we're using the alert level system in a far more nuanced and targeted way now. We're not looking at, hopefully we're not looking at a large national outbreak. We're looking at small localised outbreaks where you might have a single case connected to an MIQ facility or a small well-defined outbreak. Maybe you may even have a few cases in the community. We're not exactly sure where they come from. But you want to keep people going to school and work and everything, and also target it to one area. And that's why we've thought that we need to do more at that alert, what we're currently calling alert level 2. And that's where we've suggested two more levels.
My immediate reaction to seven tiers, it might not be a very rational reaction, but it sounds somewhat complicated. One thing the government got a lot of praise for last year was really clear messaging, and we had a relatively simple and fast development of the five-tier system. Even with five tiers, there was some discussion and confusion of some of the precise differences between various levels. Do you think increasing the number of levels so that we're at seven different tiers could harm the clarity of government messaging? It could increase some confusion?
The way we're suggesting it get organised is actually effectively using three bands. So you have the green, which is, it's traffic light system, which is quite a common way of presenting these approaches. And the green zone we're in at the moment, where you're preparing for the risk, but and you're doing certain things consistently, like staying home if you're sick and scanning into places. And then you've got an amber zone where you're trying to limit transmission. And within that, you're told whether it's a low level of concern or medium or high. And then you've got the red zone, which hopefully we'll never go into again, where you actually requiring people to stay at home.
Over the past year and a half, the government's followed your advice pretty consistently. Firstly, were you involved in the creation of the original five-tier system? And secondly, do you think the government's going to follow you again here?
I've got a couple of roles. And one of the things I've learnt over the last 18 months is the way in which scientists like me can influence the process is basically doing what we're doing at the moment, and that is looking at the science and the evidence, publishing science papers. This is published in one of the Lancet journals, and then putting out science blogs to explain the ideas in basically fairly direct, simple ways for intelligent members of the public and obviously for policymakers. So and then I'm also on the government's COVID-19 technical advisory group, so I take these ideas along there as well. And sometimes I talk directly to the chief science advisors and government ministers and other leaders about these choices. And that model has worked very well. And, of course, there are a number of people in New Zealand doing the same thing. And this is the way that as we know, we make progress, particularly against a threat that is continuing to evolve quite literally before our eyes. And so this is just part of the way in which policy moves on. And one of my main contributions last year was developing the concept of elimination and talking about that a great deal and then publishing it in journals and blogs. And that was adopted in New Zealand. And that terminology is now being used by some countries, but actually a lot more countries are actually doing elimination, but sometimes politicians get worried about using that word. And then we've had a whole succession of ideas we put into the public discourse, and I would say most of them have been adopted. There's sometimes a lag time because, these things take quite a bit of effort. It's not simple from a policy process to shift from one position to another. I don't know where this will finish up. Sometimes you get some of what you're proposing.
That was Professor Michael Baker from the University of Otago on potential changes to the COVID alert system.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.